You've mentioned, Pat, you came from the Caribbean, you came from Jamaica, and what age again were you when you came to England?
I was 9 years old.
And you'd already, because you'd grown up in Jamaica for those 9 years, you'd already been to what we can call an authentic Caribbean carnival. When you went for the very first time, so you'd be about 9 or 10, can you remember thinking, was it different to what you were expecting having come from the Caribbean carnival? Was it as good? Was it better? What was your first impression as a child going?
Well, I think the difference is the carnival, it was in a park. We went on the road and then went to the park, but in Jamaica, it was just on the road and everything was on the road. One, with it being one close, just one big area.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
So in Jamaica, you just walk down the whole road. So it starts at one end of the road and ends at the other.
It was just on the road and the truth was on the road. And we all stood up there watching it. So it did a quite a few distant.
Can you remember which artists were on?
No, I can't remember which artists though, but I remember there's one stage with some local artists, so they always had a stage show, and there was a local artist that was on. I've got a nephew that lives in London, and he was a singer called Michael, and he always thought he was Michael Jackson, so... He was singing on stage, and I remember my mum went, we all went there to watch him.
Wow, that must have been great. And can you remember what the weather was like? Was it sunny? Was it raining?
Oh, yes, I can definitely remember the weather. Every carnival, it was blazing hot for many years.
And how many of you went? How many of us in your family that went along?
All of us went. There's 7 of us in our family. We all went. We all went as a family.
And in what ways did you feel it was comparable to what we call a typical Caribbean carnival? Because you've got the advantage that most people don't, that you'd been to a typical Caribbean carnival. Did you think it was just as good or better, or what was it you liked or preferred to the Jamaican one?
Well, the Jamaican one, I was only young back in the day, so it's not much memories like now in England. Because in England, I've been going from childhood right up until adulthood, so... You know, I could appreciate it more. But in Jamaica, I was only young because I left when, as I said, I was 9. So as a little child, you can't remember that much.
Before we started recording this interview, you mentioned you hadn't been to the last few carnivals. Can you explain that to us, please?
But I went to the last carnival. It's not that I stopped going to carnival, but when the weather is bad, I thought I'm not going out in that way.
Yeah.
It's mainly the weather, and I'm thinking it's going to be muddy and all that, and that's why I can't be bothered. It's not because of the carnival. It's just the weather.
So when was the last time you actually went to the carnival, Alec
Park? I was at the carnival last year.
So you've got a history of, so I must have misunderstood, you've got a history of from when you were 9 or 10, from all those years you've been going regularly to the carnival.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we look forward to it. It was one of the main things. You know, we look forward to the carnival.
And which would say would be your best ever carnival? If it had to pin you down to your favourite artist or your favourite experience at any of the carnivals you've been to over the years, what would that be?
Well, as I said, I didn't really know any artists that was on. But I think the best memory of the carnival is that the carnival used to be a sunny, sunny, really hot day. And everybody was out. You name it, they were all out. And it was a great time. But then over the years, the weather's changed. So it's not as great. Because the carnival back in the days, it used to be on a bank holiday.
It used to be in May, didn't it?
Yeah, you used to have a bank holiday, and every bank holiday you look forward to this, you know, carnival.
Yeah.
And then they changed it, because every bank holiday a couple of years ago, it just started to rain and all that, so they changed the time, the date.
Well, I think, to be honest, you could hold the carnival any day of the year, June, July, and it'll rain.